This is an interview with Gordon Cole on April the 19th at the regular monthly meeting of the Arizona Accordion Club. Gordon, now don't move away from me. Sit right over here close because we're going to share the same microphone. Tell our listeners on our website, how did you learn to play the accordion? How did you get started?
I got started with a music program from a local music school in San Diego, California, when I was 7 years old.
7 years old is pretty young to start playing the accordion. Now, how did somebody influence you to get into it, or did you hear somebody playing, or what was the real reason?
Well, my godparents' daughter and my first cousin and I were two of the cousins, and they needed music for big family parties and barn dances in Kansas, so we were the ones that got sort of volunteered at that time.
Now, wait a minute. You just took a big step there from San Diego to Kansas. How did all that happen?
That's where most of my roots are, farm country back in western Kansas. Volga German families, German heritage, they needed someone to play. Accordion was sort of an instrument, you know. A couple uncles played fiddle and guitars and older cousins, but big farm families, 12 brothers and sisters, and 71 first cousins on my dad's side and 52 on my mom's side. So there's quite a few that played music, but I was one of just a few that played accordion and piano.
In your biography, you mentioned that you are a multicultural accordionist. Is that more than just playing Irish, Italian, and German music?
I'm mostly what we call a commercial accordionist. You grow up playing accordion, make a living with it. You have to play many different styles, many different nationalities of music. That's what you're hired to play.
Well, what was your first important job that you played as an accordionist, as a commercial accordionist?
I started playing in a German restaurant when I was about 13 in La Jolla, California, very exclusive area. Playing the patio, later playing in the restaurant, and they had to get a cabaret license because I was underage.
So I think I was in the same shape when I was playing accordion in Portland. I couldn't even stay in the restaurant while I was on my breaks because they were serving alcohol. We have an excellent German accordionist here in the club. You're going to meet her, I hope, this evening, Veronica Barnes. But you say you are a professional accordionist and an instructor. So as a teacher, do you see any musical style that is evolving right now that perhaps someday will become dominant?
Well, I teach piano full-time and accordion at points in my life, half to full-time. I see the pop music sort of cycling, and I see mostly the acoustic music. The electronic music is sort of shifting away right now. Most of the jobs are very much ethnic jobs. Polish parties, Ukrainian parties, Russian parties are getting more of that solicitation. Italian will never go away, and Latin music will never go away in parts of the United States. The influence is very much for accordion.
I hope that Italian never goes away because I'm playing two Italian weddings this month myself. Tell the listeners, what is your practice routine daily? What time of day, what fits your schedule the best?
I don't have a routine.
None whatsoever?
Not anymore. For me, my routine is when the whim is in between teaching, I'll go to the piano or to a clavinova or the accordion, if I'm lucky, for 10 to 15 minutes. But I teach full-time. Full-time is 75 to 100 students a week and entertain.
Teaching 100 students a week, 75 to 100?
75 to 100 students a week.
Tell us about, you mentioned Myron Florin in your biography, and you you appeared with him at the Del, the Hotel Del Coronado in San Diego. Tell us about that.
That's a misprint. That was a nice performing auditorium in San Diego that holds about 1,300 people. And it was nice to be on stage with him, just as visiting with Art Van Dam, one of my mentors, that growing up and seeing him at the Hollywood Bowl and so on playing. But it was nice to sit there and play Tiger Rag with him and a couple of polkas, just to be on stage seeing him as a kid growing up. And the same with Frankie Yankovic, you know, in the latter part of his years. It's inspiration.
Finally, one last question. If you could only play one song the rest of your life, what would it be and why?
I would say it would be some Italian ballad, something like Return to Me or What Now My Love, or something that has a passion to it, like Anna May Corey.
Can we look forward to hearing some Italian music this evening?
One or two.